This is Hot Talk, produced by Missy Bailey on Hot 105.
Now, here's Jill Tracy.
Now, you just said to yourself, where did that come from? Why, like, all of a sudden she was talking about adopted children, now she's talking about riding dirty? Because Representative Keon L. McGee is in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, anytime.
So listen, I missed it this week, but I heard you did a really great thing this week.
Well, we did with, with your support and your advertisement also. We were able to help folk who had issues with their license. Get in the right lane.
Which is
no pun intended.
And stop riding dirty. You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking about a show about maybe a month or two ago. And we were, I can't remember exactly what the topic was, but we were, a young man was hiring young guys to be promoters and go out and promote, events and stuff. And a lot of them could not get the job because their licenses weren't good.
Right. It's like a birth certificate in Miami. Mm-hmm. The reality of it is you need good license in the state, particularly in this county where the transportation sucks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It really does. It sucks. It's one of the worst transportation systems I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing for us to do is assist those who are in need, particularly those who have had their license suspended due to traffic violations, tolls. Those who've had their license suspended due to collections or just simply had a misdemeanor or outstanding traffic citations.
Oh, okay.
So once we were able to figure out how many individuals were in that group who were basically left out of society, mm-hmm. and left out of the opportunities of getting jobs and getting from A to B, we decided to put this show on. And I got to be honest with you, with the help of the Florida Public Defender's Office, Miami-Dade Public Defender's Office, the State Attorney's Office, Harvey Rubin at the clerk's office, the 11th Circuit Judicial Court, the Miami-Dade Police Department and the Advocate Program, and our big friends and big advocates over at DMV,
mm-hmm.
We were able to process over 300 individuals.
That's amazing.
And bring them back into society as it relates to their license.
I wish I had known that before. I had to pay $1,500. No, I mean, but it happened. I lived on South Beach.
Well, that's all, $1,500?
Right, exactly. Thank you very much. When I tell you, and I finally moved off because it just was ridiculous.
Yeah, and it poses a real question,
yeah.
That we need to ask and answer. And then the question is, are we punishing those who shouldn't be punished as hard as they are?
Right.
To have individuals off the roads for 5 years.
Right.
Because they can't pay a $300 traffic ticket due to the fact that they have to work two jobs and take metro transportation wherever they go. It raises some serious questions about our transportation system. And the second prong that we were able to deal with, and it's the most important prong of it, is the public safety concern. You had individuals out there driving without license, which means they had no insurance.
Right.
Which means if they were to hit someone's car, chances are the person who car they hit is stuck with the bill. And so we had to deal with that also.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed as if a lot of politicians nowadays, they talk a great game about dealing with the issues as they find them. But we took it head on, and we knew going into this, it wasn't going to be easy. We knew going into this that there were going to be a lot of pushback.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly tell you the partnerships that we established throughout this entire event have proven to be very beneficial to the public. And now it looks like we're going to have a second one. And this time it's going to be even bigger.
That's fantastic. So now how did this come to your awareness? And let me just say, if you have some driver's license issues and you want to talk to Representative McGee right now, you can give us a call at 888-550-9105. He's promised to keep it confidential and to help you get back on the road again. So now how did it come to your awareness that, you know, this is one of those problems that I can solve that can get the motivation moving in the community?
Yeah, it's been in contact with your constituents.
Mm.
Look, let's be honest. If you're doing what you need to do for the folk who elect you, you know what the issues are.
Right.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that when you walk in certain neighborhoods, And you know, individuals are not employed. And the first question you ask them and say, what's going on? And their response to you is, the reason I'm not employed because I don't have a good driver's license. And so that comes in part from walking the streets and talking to these guys and attending the Little League football games, mm-hmm. The homeowners associating meetings and the church meetings. And they tell you. In addition to that, I have a great friend out there, Daryl Rusan, who actually put on a similar event over in Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their event was a very great event. And, you know, we looked into that event, looked into the issues here, and we merged the two. And after sitting down with public defender Carlos Martinez, this is the solution that we came up with. And I got to be honest with you, there hasn't been a program similar to this one or similarly situated to this one that we've done that can produce the results.
I was going to say those results are incredible. So basically, how does that work? So I have a slew of parking tickets. And thusly, I have now lost my driver's license. Am I telling my truth here right now? So I'm clean now, but I had to pay $1,500. And now your license is suspended, and you're driving dirty. Now your tags are suspended because you took too long to try and get them. So you don't have that. And then you figure, well, why am I paying insurance if I don't have all of that? So is that your, is the typical person that you are encountering, and how do you reach out to? Do you reach out to them, or are you saying, you know, you got another event coming up where they can come out and be a part?
Well, I'll answer the second part first, and the second event will come out. We are going to host a second event. The venue right now, we will know that by the end of this week.
Okay.
We'll know exactly the venue, and I'll get back with you guys with the date and location. However, our telephone number at my state office is 305. 256-6300. You know, they can call and inquire about more information on when the next event is. But as it relates to the first question, you're absolutely right. There's no question that is the process whereby individuals' licenses are suspended.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided to do was we said, listen, barring DUI suspensions, child support suspensions, felony involved traffic offenses, habitual traffic offender revocation. If you don't have those,
mm-hmm.
bring us your issues.
Awesome.
Because if your driver's license are in a position where they're good, chances are you have a better opportunity now to get a job to feed your family. So again, the partnerships that we have, it was a one-stop shop. So instead of you coming into the courthouse and you're afraid whether or not you're going to be arrested for failure to appear, or
right.
we had judges we had the judges there, and they were actually quashing bench warrants.
Awesome.
for these
right on the spot.
On the
yeah.
spot. And so once you walked before the judge, the clerk, again, Harvey Rubin, whose staff is awesome, they had already looked up your cases. They had all your cases in front of them.
Good.
So it's not like you were sitting there waiting hours at a time. We provided everybody with a particular time that person had to appear because
right.
they had pre-registered.
And so less than $100, a lot of people got out.
We I can honestly tell you that the average price that we saw our constituents walk out with was somewhere between $100 and $200 at most. We've seen individuals who've walked out of there with $7,000 worth of traffic
right.
tickets. One young man had over 100 traffic citations.
Wow.
We saw individuals with 27. They were ranging from the hundreds down to two. But at any cost, we accomplished what we set out to do. And that was to simply get these drivers back on the road in a legal format
yeah.
and fashion. That way we can protect those legal drivers who are already out there. But more than anything, give these individuals an opportunity to get back into the workforce. Because a lot of folk, they know it, but they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Transportation is the key to success in this county.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. If education is the passport out, transportation is the key to survive.
Right, and that's the way to get there. So you're going to hang around if you want to give him a call, 888-550-9105. He's going to be here for a minute. We'll take a couple of calls. And coming up next, he is Amari Stoudemire's go-to man, and he's ready to set your mouth on fire. I'm talking about Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience Top Chef Troy Tingling. Stay close. He will be right up on Hot Talk.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local. Produced by Missy Bailey.